Let's go to Stellenbosch now, where the SRC at Stellenbosch University is demanding a clear timeline as to when the racist incident at the institution will be resolved. The chairperson has been speaking about that. All of this, of course, unfolding against the backdrop of the fact that Stellenbosch University is getting a new vice chancellor this afternoon. The former Constitutional Court Justice Edwin Cameron is going to be installed this afternoon. Kevin Brunt has been in Stellenbosch for us. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time today. Let's first start with an update on the investigation into this racist incident that occurred at the university when Tiens du Toit entered the 20-year-old Babalo Ndwayana's Hais Marae room during the early hours of Sunday morning and urinated on his study desk. What is the university saying?
Very good afternoon to you, Mandy. At this stage, not a lot of information forthcoming. Tiens was suspended on Monday. Yesterday, I spoke to the Deputy Vice Chancellor responsible for learning and teaching at the university, Professor Derek from Jagannath, and he explained to me the process that needs to unfold to within the law and the rules at the university have this disciplinary matter probing this incident. Last night, also, the university released a statement where the Vice Chancellor and Rector, Professor van der Villiers, once again condemned the issue, stressing the importance of human dignity at the university, that it must be respected, upheld, and restored when affected. He also gave the reassurance that a thorough process and a very swift process will be unfolding to get to the bottom of this. Today, we expect a bit of detail with regard to where the investigation is heading. The students earlier this week gave university management until Thursday to return to them with a message that Tiens du Toit has now been expelled from the university, and that's been what most of the students would like to happen. The VC also indicated that the outcome of this case should prevent any future incidents of this nature from playing out at the university. Yes, the professor, Mandy.
The final outcome must pave the way to avoid any repeat of any similar breaches of the right to personal human dignity in the future on the Stellenbosch University campus. This matter enjoys the rectorate's full attention and is a top priority. A final outcome is expected in the next few days, whereafter further media statements and engagement will follow.
An update there from the Vice Rector at Stellenbosch University. And thanks to Kevin Brunt for bringing us that update there. So that investigation is ongoing. Well, let's segue from there to a racist incident that also occurred in Gauteng. The Gauteng Education Department said the findings of an investigation into the Hoërskool Jan Viljoen in Randfontein stated that the school must implement a diversity training program. Remember earlier this year, there was that incident between two pupils that plunged the school into chaos, leading to protests by parents, community members, and school pupils. The Specialized Security Services oversaw the investigation at the school and have now presented their findings. The Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Dasufi, joining me now. MEC, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. This report is now finalized. What are the findings and what is going to be done about it?
Thank you so much, Mandy, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. We have received the report. I received the report 3 weeks ago. I had to go through the report to ensure that we don't leave any stone unturned. And yesterday we introduced the report to all the school stakeholders, the school management, the SGB, together with the parents of the school. And overwhelmingly, everyone accepted the recommendations of the report. The report basically confirms that indeed there are elements of racism at the school, elements of ill-discipline, thirdly, which is worrying, that the quality of education may be hampered if we don't intervene, and that everyone within the school premises, regardless of their position or rank, must go through a diversity course or program so that they can understand inclusiveness and they can understand how they can work together. And some of the things, maybe to be quite frank, they needed to be lifted up for us to intervene. For example, if a person from a different background has never witnessed a learner who's going through a ritual program, let's say training to be a sangoma or something of that nature, and this particular teacher needs to attend to that learner, they don't know what to do. So the recommendation of a diversity program is mainly meant for such things because they're happening within the school premises. But overall, it's just to manage race relations and ensure that there's inclusiveness across all the things that are happening within the school.
The report has also said that disciplinary action needs to be taken against some learners. Are you satisfied with the way that the school is responding to the report?
I am satisfied. We've put what you call a management plan with clear deadlines, what must happen by when those disciplinary hearings must be held and when they should be concluded, and also when will this diversity course or inclusive program be conducted and who needs to attend it first. Yeah. So we've put that in a management plan, and I'm quite convinced that the school is willing to move along and to be part of this new South Africa we all embrace, but there are challenges and limitations that we need to attend.
MEC, when you look at this incident that has happened at Hoërskool Jan Viljoen in Randfontein, and then you look at what's happening currently at Stellenbosch University, what are the learnings for you about what can be done in schools so that by the time that that learners become adults and get to university, their behavior is informed by the lived experiences of others?
No matter how hard you can hide behind a broomstick, if you're a racist, you're going to be exposed. It might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but the reality is that they're going to be exposed. Because racists are mindless and useless. And the sooner we expose them, the better. And there's no excuse for it. We have 28 years of this country to build social cohesion, to build a truly non-racial South Africa. If you don't want a non-racial South Africa, what do you want? Because there's nothing outside a non-racial South Africa. So my view is very simple. What is happening in Stellenbosch and many other areas where people will even shoot people saying that they're hippopotamus, or even have people that will attack other people purely because they are farmers or farm workers. We have to stand together. We have to demonstrate that as South Africans, we have chosen the path of unity, we have chosen the path of non-racialism, and we have chosen the path of building a South Africa that will live for our own children and our children be proud of it. Any other person that has a different view, we must not hesitate to expose that person and on top of that, punish that person harshly so that it can be a lesson.
Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, thank you very much for your time and your comments there. Lots of work still needs to be done in terms of nationhood and unity. And I can think of better ways to spend 22 million rand to build nationhood and unity than on a giant, luminous, glow-in-the-dark flag.